It's a trap, you walked right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. If they disguise and pass off as bravery, well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
It's fucking, I took the walk to Poland, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Bones and Ties. We're here to give you everything you want to hear and more.
Underslept and overworked.
You already know.
But right. Well compensated.
Are we though?
Corn, wine, and, I mean, all I've got is corn, wine, and oil. That's all I need.
Okay, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean,
for now, until the 23rd.
In that sense, 24th. So let's say on a true plane your level, yes, you are compensated. True
for,
to form.
For now.
True to form, right.
Yeah.
But on the make-believe shadow puppet cave play,
yeah,
I'm not making enough money.
Well, money's fake.
Yeah, I'm going to need some more of that Monopoly money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have a pen, dude. There's one right by your hand. If you go directly down. Yeah. But I'm going to need some more of that fake Monopoly money. You know what I'm saying?
That, yeah, you want some of that Skrill.
Yeah, I'm going to need some of that post-haste.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, on a spiritual level, I think I'm fine.
Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, I got you.
My brain is working slow.
That's why I'm on cup number two. Usually takes at least 2 cups to get this fucking engine running. You know what's fucking crazy? So, in the beeline, we went to Wright Patt Air Force Base yesterday.
Yeah.
Just to do something since I've been off. And it was like me and Tobin's and the boys, and then mom and dad, and then my niece and nephew. Right? We all went. It was a good time. I tell you what, in this area, for being free 99, to get into that place, that's a good deal. Yeah. We spent 3 hours in that motherfucker, and we didn't even tour the whole thing because it's just like we kind of just got tired. Like,
let's get out of here.
Like, we did, like the old, like the first, like, you know what's crazy to me? Like, can you point to any other technology in the world and say it jumped so harshly fast forward? I mean, think about it. From 1912, I think. I might be getting my times off. I think it was 1912, the first flight, right?
Yeah, I can't.
Somewhere around there. Listen. Let's say somewhere around there. Somebody could correct it. I could be wrong.
BonesandToes@gmail.com.
It's somewhere around there, right? This is the first flight, yeah. Right? There was hot air balloons before then, but not planes. Yeah, like, first flight with a motorized fucking.
Like, were they hot, though? Were they like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you already know they were.
Okay.
So
we like titties.
So like from first flight to jet engines was put this in perspective here. If it was 1912, from first flight to jet engines, we're talking about like 30 years, 35 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Considering like, let's take another piece of technology. Let's say a wagon, right?
Yeah.
Wagons have been around for thousands and thousands of years with very little modification over time, right?
Yeah.
It kind of boggles the mind, like, how quickly, like, do you think the Wright brothers understood that the second that they got their plane off the ground, the first thing people were going to do were going to be like, we're going to put bombs on this fucking slut.
We're going to bomb these motherfuckers.
I bet you we could put bombs on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about, like, I mean, this is where we get into some strange times. But what's up with this LK99 semiconductor?
I don't know. Supposedly, it's going to change. It could change everything.
It's cute that it came out during all this supposed alien shit where they're saying that these aliens are here, blah, blah, blah. But it's cute that also that we've had free energy. I mean, we did a series of shows, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, with all these great thinkers and inventors that had figured out free energy a long time ago. And here we have spent our entire lives for generations paying for energy.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. I wouldn't even worry about it.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah. I just haphazardly wrote some of these down.
Okay.
I want to run through them with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the intro, Walk to Poland.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about this before the show, and Tubbs has known me for a long time.
Yeah.
How long do you think?
Oh.
Goddamn.
Good God.
Sixth grade. We're old men now.
So.
We're silver foxes without the silver.
25 plus years?
Yeah. We're going on a quarter century.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I would say, because that would make us, what, 11, 12 years old?
Around there. Yeah.
And we're into our middle 30s at this point.
We're still virile.
Oh, yeah. But
still got, as Sean Connery would say, you know, in The Rock, or maybe it was Nicolas Cage, peace be upon him. But, well, you still got some lead left in your pencil.
Yeah, I still got, yeah.
Right. You remember all the times that we would get, allegedly, high on marijuana.
Yeah.
Or drunk on alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol. And I would obsessively make you watch these music videos or listen to these songs and talk about, like, the predictive programming.
Yeah.
Or the things in them. Because little did we know at the time, I'm autistic, according to TikTok.
Yeah.
But we all have some sort of an ailment that we should all be worshipped for. But this Walk of Poland song by Lil Yachty, I don't listen to that dude. I think his lyrics are trash.
Yeah.
But I've narrowed it down with a good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that there is a exploited deletive man with a questionable size hat that has access to the ether.
Uh-huh.
And he is in charge of spellcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people with questionable size hats run the music industry, much like every other industry.
Yeah.
And they have to put out the message before the things happen. So this song got released 9 months before all this talk of Poland and World War III.
Yeah.
And the song Walk to Poland by Lil Yachty.
Stand by.
Sorry, men with questionable hat sizes are operating as vectors for the ether, where they pull out these creative thoughts, while also doing the predictive programming and the karmic release of letting us know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So walk is a code if you go on to the Urban Dictionary.
Uh-huh.
It means two things.
Okay.
It means lean, which is codeine and alcohol or promethazine or whatever. And it also means firearm.
Yeah.
So he's saying he took the firearm to Poland.
Mm.
And now we're talking about taking fucking firearms to, I forget the name. It's like something similar. It's Walkington.
Yeah.
Walkington, Poland, which is an area, I got the name wrong, but it's an area controlled by NATO, and it's been eating away at my fucking brain.
So do you think, like, I'm going to tell you right now, like, I think, like, if something happened with Poland, you know, there's a lot of proud Polish Americans, right? And you know what? I'm going to
sound that make.
Can I put this on the record? I think I might have judged them too harshly. This because, like, with their strange customs and whatnot, I think, you know, it's one of those things where it's the devil, you know.
Right, yeah, for sure.
You know, like, and not to say the Polish people are the devil. They're not. You know, they're cool. I like them. You know, I'm going to say on the record. Comparatively, I have met people from all over the globe.
Yeah.
Right. And I have come to only a few conclusions. I don't like judging people as a whole, right?
Of course not.
But I'm going to say this right now. I've never met a Pole that was overtly an asshole,
right?
But I'll tell you right now, every fucking Italian person I've ever met.
Oh, stop it.
No. I'm not fucking with you.
You love their food, though.
Okay, that's besides the point. We could get into this. Okay. Because I was talking about this the other day with Toby's, as a matter of fact. Because I said, you know what the best world cuisine is in the world? Mexican. I was like, no, hear me out. Hear me out. Okay. You know why? Because it's a two-factor solution. Their food is delicious, right?
I'm not going to deny
that. But if you put dimes over dollars, say, compare just the food.
More than Chinese food?
More than Chinese food, definitively. Stop. Yeah, Mexican food is fucking bomb. But here's the second part that makes it the best. Every Mexican I ever met was friendly as fuck.
Yeah.
I've never met one that was fucking mean or like a dickhead. But every motherfucking Italian, and when I'm saying this, don't all you Italian Americans out there, don't come at me, because I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
Because first of all, don't call yourself Italian American. They don't claim you. That's the thing. Like anybody that's like, I'm proud Irish American or Italian American, they don't claim you.
Yeah.
Don't think for a second that their Eurocentrism cannot like embrace you. They refuse to embrace you.
They're like white Japanese.
You want to know something crazy? There's more Irish people living in America than there are living in Ireland.
Yeah.
So technically, there are parts of America that, in theory, are more Irish than Ireland is.
Jolly fucking McClanahan.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they won't claim them. They'll refuse, like, oh, you're not Irish.
Well, nor should they. I mean, they're not from the culture. And that whole thing of, like, cultural identity in the United States is bullshit anyway.
But, like, when you get people who are, like, same thing with Italian America, they don't claim you. Like, you know what I mean? They don't claim you.
Right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I don't know.
It's the same thing.
I just feel like
my heritage is German, but the thing is that, like, and it's the same thing with Ireland. There's more Germans living outside of Germany than there are Germans in Germany.
Yeah, because they all left because it sucks.
Yeah, because they got fucked around.
Yeah.
You know,
up until now, like, as we are in the end stages of collapse, this was the fucking apple of the eye.
Yeah.
But that's how it was meant to be, through the occult ritual of the fake revolution that we went through. Some would call it a Masonic ritual, but I'll leave that alone.
But Italians, I've never met an Italian I liked. They're all fucking dickheads, as far as I'm concerned.
I can't think of an Italian.
Have you ever met, so it's on the record, because people are like, what, you met one guy? No. I've met at least six Italians. Probably more, but those are six that I've had encounters with and talked to, and I've come to the conclusion, they're all fucking cunts.
Occam's razor, what are the odds that all of them were just cunts, and like Italian people themselves are nice? We can't talk shit about them, because we have listeners in Italia.
I'm just saying, man, could you just not be such a dick all the time?
Maybe that's their thing.
No, you know, but well, that shit gets
like,
old. Listen,
like, you know, like, Africans have mud huts, right? And they also, like, when they immigrate here and they're African-Americans, and the Africans don't claim them either, like, they have things like, I just saw a video yesterday, there was an active shooting that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of basketball Americans took that upon themselves during the active shooting to start robbing. Plus, they're only like 13% of the population. They commit 76% of the violent crime. You know what I mean? Like, they all have their own cultural things, right? Well, I feel like, have a different one. This is why I disagree with your food choice, just because I feel personally miffed. You want to hear my personal miff?
Okay.
I go to a taco truck regularly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Just down the street from work.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, you know, like when you go through Excello and you turn right to get on 63?
Yes.
It's right there at that fucking gas station on the left.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I heard somebody order queso cheese,
mm-hmm.
which is like saying cheese.
Yeah, it's cheese.
And
yeah.
He just laughed at him.
Yeah.
But he laughed at him in a way where I felt like there was some undertone there.
Well, I mean, there's something to be
fucking
said.
Fucking gringos.
There's something to be said about that, you know, because it is just cheese. You know, It's like saying chai tea, because it's just TT.
TT, yeah.
It's TT.
ATM machine.
Yeah. Because it's...
ATM machine,
yeah.
Yeah. White people are dumb, though. I just hate everyone.
I see. I'm not
going to... All y'all can get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I'm not going to... I think there's been enough... there's enough people out there... pushing down, like, talking shit about white people. I don't need to add to the fucking the din of that shit.
Listen, I'm an equal opportunity hater, but I agree with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around these days.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We're talking about Poland. Okay, so... Okay,
well, the song.
Yeah.
So
Whack to Poland? Is that what it's called?
Predictive programming? I think it's just Little Yachty Poland. But the chorus, which is where I think the man with the tiny hat... put in the witchcraft in the song. And I'm not being funny.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Because that fucking song is trash.
Yeah.
But that chorus is fire. And I'm not quite sure why. There's some fucking Black Candles involved in that shit.
Okay, so yeah, it's well, that's the thing. You think about like, okay. Think about it in the woo-woo sense, in the grander sense, when it comes to music, right? Music is supposed to, it's, so magic is what? An invocation, right?
Yeah.
you're trying to make something happen without physically making something happen, right? So with music, in and of itself, it's supposed to elicit something, right? It's supposed to invoke something in you, right? So even then, even on a very, very singular level where it's just about the simple things or like to like make you sad or to make you think, right?
Yeah.
It's doing that because it's a spell.
Invocating.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, if you think about it, like anytime you've seen like in any media, like magic being done, what is one thing they definitively usually do? They chant something over and over again, right?
Right.
Is that not a fucking chorus?
100%.
That's a chorus of a song. So when you say the chorus like really hits, right? That's because it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Because it's an invocation. Like
right, but I mean, I guess there's just some songs that were created that I feel like are poppy or like and by poppy I mean popular like in the general sense, but some of them have that extra something.
Well, it's
that like people just are fucking obsessed with for no reason that they can explain. And it just, it's like a thought virus, you know? That's what I'm saying. Like, there was an extra candle burnt. Perhaps a goyim was sacrificed.
It wasn't meant, let's put it this way. I don't think it was meant. A lot of times when you can't put a pin on why, it's because it wasn't meant for your conscious mind to unveil. Right,
subconsciously. If you want to take the woo-woo out of it, they use some NLP in that shit.
It's not even taking the woo-woo out of it, though. Like, what if, in a way, they just figured it out?
Yeah.
That the woo-woo was right.
Right.
Yeah. It just the way, like, maybe, like, it's in the application of said woo-woo. How the woo-woo works.
Well, I guess, right? Yeah, it's saying to taking it out and then explaining it with NLP. Like, hypnosis and NLP are the same as magic. They're just modern interpretations.
Exactly.
Kind of. So, yeah, I don't know. That's been stuck in my head for the last few days. That's why I made that on TikTok. It's a good time for you to check us out on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
We're on there. Just type in Bones and Tubs. You'll find us. So, should we do thought control technology or bricks first?
Let's do thought control technology.
Okay. So, have you heard of this?
I mean, I've heard of it. Yeah. I mean, depending on what you're talking about.
Most recently, it came out on Marfugel News on YouTube. And he had an industry expert on.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been a military guy. I don't remember. But they are freaked out right now because China has, I think they called it the thought bomb. I could be wrong, but go back through his episodes and you'll find it, this interview with this cat. And they are freaked out because if this goes along with like Havana syndrome and all those ELF, like extra low frequency or...
That made people sick?
Well, that's how it started.
Yeah.
Like they have technology now that they can beam down through satellites, allegedly.
Yeah.
Or like these towers, which oddly enough have Huawei technology on them, even though we banned Huawei phones in the United States, to beam a certain frequency into an area and make you fucking kill yourself, kill somebody else, be agitated, all these things. Well, now they have a laser, and they can shoot the laser at your ear and make you hear your own voice.
That makes me think of, have you ever seen The Kingsman?
Yeah.
That's what the fucking plot of The Kingsman
100%.
Is. 100%. To make people like go, like there's that scene, that
ape shit bananas.
That cool scene. It's a cool scene where like they're the church scene and dude just starts fucking murking right. people.
Murking
like,
them.
Just fucking
bodying them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But there was a report that I saw from The Good Doctor on Reddit where it was an eyewitness account. And Oahu? Wherever it was in Hawaii.
Yeah. Where the fire is.
Yeah. And like people are saying direct energy weapons and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire is consistent with like that weird shit that we saw in California.
You know what's weird to me about that is that how are some like this is maybe I'm just having maybe it's just because like I don't understand because I don't live in the area or anything. But how are so many people dying from this wildfire?
They say it's going to be over 1,000.
But how? Like, wouldn't you just leave? I mean, I guess you're on an island, but
well,
fuck.
It hit during a hurricane. So the naysayers that are denying the direct energy weapon are saying that green lefties,
yeah,
these Antifa folks, were going out and catching fires in dry brush because they knew there were going to be high winds. And there are reports of, and supposedly video, but I've not seen any video, of like a fire tornado rolling through. And that shit whips up to 2,000 plus degrees.
Oh, yeah.
They're explaining that that's how the cars melted. The houses didn't, like Oprah's house didn't. And a bunch of these elite pedophiles' houses must have had really good sprinkler systems because they didn't get any damage.
I'll tell you what, that more than likely what the reason they're doing the wildfires in the first place is so that rich people can buy more native land.
Interesting that you say that, because the people's houses that burned down were involved in some sort of litigation against BlackRock. BlackRock was trying to buy their properties. And right before this happened, they had the council or whatever they're called, the government in the area, had passed a resolution saying that, no, BlackRock cannot acquire these properties if they don't want to sell them. They're family properties unless there's a national emergency.
You know what's crazy to me when it comes to these wildfires and stuff like
natural, I should say,
is that like natives to these areas, right, before modern intervention, understood that there had to be controlled burns.
Yeah.
And not only that, but also like removal of debris in said forest in the first place.
If you will.
Like they understood that.
Yeah.
Right. But because of government regulation, they've basically stopped people from being able to do that.
Are you saying that everything the government does is ineffectual?
Not only ineffectual, but downright, a lot of times, like
purposeful,
insidious.
Yeah. Well, they're blaming it on fucking climate change, just like the
of course they are.
Just like the heart attack shots, climate change.
The whole thing. That's why like, people when they talk about like, oh well, you know, if we had you know, like universal socialized healthcare and blah blah blah, and it's like, do you understand? Like my whole principle behind being against socialized healthcare is the fact I don't trust the government to do their fucking job. I think they're bad. Either they're bad at their job or they're deliberately bad at their job.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Well,
you can't say they're good at their fucking job.
You can start to get some of my respect when you induce term limits and you also stop insider trading from your special counsels.
Yeah.
You know, Nancy Pelosi outperformed the S&P and Warren Buffett. You're out of your fucking mind if you think that the Pelosi's are better than those two things combined.
It just, like I said,
without intervention.
They, like, and, you know, to put them in charge of something that's very, like, important to me, like my healthcare.
Yeah.
Seems a bit, like, dumb. Like can anybody, if anybody could come before me and say that the government is in fact, good at what they do. Which that's the thing. The question you got to remain is what are they doing? Because if you say that it's to help us, then they're in fact bad at what they do.
Yeah.
But if you go in and say that their job is to hurt us, then they're actually doing their job very well.
They are through democide. They're very effective at what they do.
Oh yeah.
And Canada is a great example. Our neighbor to the north, who is now a communist fucking, you know, taking over country, with Fidel Castro's son. What's cute is I saw this lady on TikTok the other day, and she was talking about healthcare in Canada, and she was like, you know, it takes this many months to get approved. Like, it's the same thing kind of here, where, like, you try to find a family practice, and you go to all these places, and they're not accepting new patients. Yeah. Well, she said it's that way everywhere in Canada. So you get a government-approved doctor, you get put on a waiting list for a basic thing for, like, 6 months, 4 to 6 months. You go in for, like, a scan or a surgery, you're looking at years, right? Hmm. But one thing you can get immediately is if, like, you know, here in the United States, when you dial 911, you get emergency services.
Yeah.
I think it's 811 there. I could be wrong. But they have on the list of, like, things to press, you know, 1 for ambulance, 2 for police, 3 for assisted suicide. They will show up at your fucking house and help you kill yourself. Which goes along with the narrative that they're real good at their job.
Yeah.
Which is to
kill you.
Kill you.
Yeah.
Is that not fucking crazy?
Oh, no, it's crazy. It's fucking...
Could you imagine calling 911 and having to pick an option?
Yeah.
And you're like, I need number 3.
Would you like to die?
We'll kill you right now.
Yeah. We get that guy on the horn.
Fucking shit's crazy, dude.
I just don't. And that's the thing. Until you can tell me, like, and that's the thing. Like, you get these European countries, too. Like, and it goes back to Eurocentrism and how much better they are than us and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you have the same fucking problems. Like, why don't you, like, how about, like, before you cast stones, why don't you make your government actually do their job? Yeah. Like, do their real good job.
I got another one for you before I forget. I thought of this in my sleepy brain. We're talking about these fires that are clearly orchestrated. The Canadian fires were orchestrated. You could see that from satellite imagery. They all started simultaneously. That's why we got all this haze in the United States. You got these fires that happen every year in fucking California that are started by these arsonists. People in Hawaii were arrested. They're not talking about that for arson and all this shit. They're going to force climate change down our throats. That was given away by the Veritas leaks before they fired James O'Keefe, where he had that guy where he was talking about, well, now that COVID's over and we don't have Trump to talk about, the next thing's going to be climate change.
Yeah.
So they're doing these things to purposely be like, climate change, climate change, climate change. Well, I just watched an interview with a guy from the WEF. Have you heard about this dude talking about meat?
Oh, God. What is he saying about it this time?
He said... It wasn't Klaus. It was one of his underlings. He was talking about how much he's like you and me. He loves a good juicy ribeye, but he knows better than us because he's smart and he has an accent. So therefore, you can trust him due to the accent. That when people eat less meat, it's better for the environment, right? Which is horseshit, utter horseshit.
Yeah.
And it's bad for your health. You know, we talked about it before. The ribeye has one ingredient, that's meat. Mm-hmm. And you have the vegan ribeyes that have 96 fucking bioengineered ingredients. And, like, they're even finding that these Impossible Burgers are, like, cancer-causing and not safe for human consumption. Anyway, he was talking about, like, well, most people, you know, they're like me. They don't want to get rid of meat. But the way we do that is, you know, I have an intolerance to lactose. I can't drink milk. Mm-hmm. But we found that if you insert a certain protein into a vaccine, you can cause an intolerance. So what we're going to do is... we're going to put a meat intolerance into a vaccine to make people be intolerant to meat. And now, lo and behold, after this massive fucking COVID shit, all these people are coming down with this meat intolerance.
Yeah.
They can't look at it. They can't touch it. They can't smell it. They can't eat it. They throw up. And they're blaming it on a fucking tick.
Yeah.
And in some of these countries that had the vaccine but don't have the tick, they're still blaming it on the tick.
That's just crazy, man.
Dude.
That's crazy. That'd be sad. If I got, like, something and I couldn't, like, eat steak anymore, that'd be terrible.
What are these gays going to do? All they do is eat meat. You know what I'm saying?
That tube steak.
Come on. Yeah. That ham. That fucking hog.
That hot beef injection, you know?
Oh, I have to laugh or I'll cry.
Like, I don't... You know, it goes back to the, you will eat the bugs and...
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're putting the... have you seen that, too? They're putting in cricket protein.
Yeah.
Under a code name into basic grains.
Yeah.
And added protein. Like, oh, it has 16 grams of protein. We were eating bugs. You're eating bugs.
Which, I like my old-fashioned way of inadvertently eating bugs, and that's just by the FDA allowing a certain amount of fucking bug particles in my fucking peanut butter and my fucking bread.
They say that the reason why humans are intrinsically against eating bugs is because we know it's toxic, because they have, like, the prions and all that shit.
Well, not only that, it's a... I just think back to, like, you know, beware of the locust eaters. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
shit. Right?
Like, beware.
Fuck. We got to move back here real quick.
Okay, all right.
Thought control. So they're talking about this, how the intelligence community is freaked out about the Chinese having this. They're not sure. I can't say they're not sure. They're not telling us whether it's through the towers, through the Wi-Fi, through the fucking satellites, whatever. Somehow they have the ability to control your thoughts with your own voice. And they're talking about lasers, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I had this fucking thought yesterday, and this is what's crazy. You know, we both fucked around meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And part of meditation that I found effective was, like, doing the thing where you sit down, or I do it before I go to bed. I lay down, and I just let my mind wander.
Mm-hmm.
And I annotate my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get a thought... and I start to feel an emotion. I stop the emotion, and I feel the thought out. I'm like, oh, that thought comes from anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
or that thought comes from depression or anger or whatever the fuck it might be.
Yeah.
Well, with this in mind, this whole you having thoughts in your head from your own voice, I was telling you earlier, Dr. Doug Hurdy sent me a link from Reddit where one of these eyewitness people in Hawaii said that before all this happened, they started having this crazy energetic feeling and like thoughts in their head. Like attack or something was going on to make them not be able to focus. And I had this thought yesterday when I was driving to work about how, because I just saw a ChatGPT, somehow they plugged this thing into Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And people are able to speak with the NPCs
mm-hmm.
that are plugged into ChatGPT now. And they're like, what would you do if I told you that you're in a simulation? This is fake. You're an NPC.
Yeah.
And they start freaking out.
Yeah.
And I started having this thought like, Brian, you're an NPC. All of your thoughts about, you know, personal belief or consciousness are fake.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a program. Nothing you do matters. You don't have the ability to affect change. You can't do anything real. You need to just chill out. And then I realized, like, that's not my thought. That's my voice. That's not my thought. Yeah. And then I immediately felt this anger. And then it went away.
No,
it's either that or it's schizophrenia. I mean, one of these things is true.
It reminds me of the whole intrusive thought thing, you know. Like sometimes you get these fucked up thoughts that just like
allegedly.
That just like it's like watching a fucking bug crawl across the floor. You know? Like where the fuck did that come from?
Right.
It's like I was just joking with Toby the other day and said that she was cleaning out the sink where the garbage disposal is. And I said, don't turn that switch on. I know every time I stick my hand down the garbage disposal, that intrusive thought creeps. I was like, I think they possess, every time they make a garbage disposal unit, they imbue it with a demon, right?
Of course,
and that demon's whole job is every time you have to stick your hand down the drain.
Do it.
Is to be like, turn the switch on.
Flip it on
don't now.
Don't be a pussy. Haven't you ever wondered what your hand would look like as hamburger?
Yeah, turn your hand into hamburger now.
What do you think it would do to the ring? You know?
Yeah.
Those kind of thoughts.
But yeah, so.
I mean, get it.
I'm there.
Be aware of that. If you start getting weird thoughts in your own voice, in your head, like maybe give it a second look, especially if it goes against your tenets.
Oh, yeah, definitively.
So this next one might tickle your butthole, because this is one that I always tell you, I think for the last three shows I've mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something that I'm like, I've forgotten something, and I'm going to remember it when I'm editing, and I'm going to hate myself.
Mm-hmm.
And every fucking time I edit, I'm like, fuck!
Yes.
We're going to get there through bricks.
Bricks.
Brazil, Russia, India, China, and now Africa, and also part of the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, they're all coming together.
Yeah.
And they're making a basket of currencies that are backed by gold to compete for the dollar for the world reserve currency.
Okay.
Now, this touches with Operation Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked about this? I don't think so.
Well, I noticed, just on a sidebar, I did notice here recently, there's been a lot of like talk about in the media about like countries outside of Africa and their interest in Africa, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I saw that China, the Jews were screaming at China about how it wasn't fair that China was going in and giving predatory loans to the Africans. And it was like, it was a TikTok video, and it switched into some movie where it was like, I learned it from watching you.
Yeah. It's just, to me, this is just a matter. It's neat. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
Neocolonialism. I mean, it's what it is.
Right.
They're doing, China's playing the same game that England did fucking a century ago.
Yeah.
Somewhere's got resources that they need.
Right.
To continue upward mobility and growth. And they go in and give them predatory loans. And they say, all right, so if you let these companies come in and do this work, we will. Well, and this is the fucked up part, is like, they're like, if you let us come in,
you just got to give us mineral rights.
Yeah, give us mineral rights. We will build you super highways and trains and all that shit, right? A lot of infrastructure.
But it's predatory industrialization.
Because that's the problem, is the only reason that they're offering these highways and the trains in the first place is because they want to get the resources out of the country faster.
Yeah.
So they Like, it's not for the benefit of these nations that they're building these things.
Yeah.
Because if they were really about helping these nations out, they would be building, like, fucking, like, you know, where these countries where water is just, like, it's so hard to get. They'd be building desalination plants and stuff like that for them. Yeah. So that they could have, like, plenty of, like, water for their people. But they're not doing that.
Well, hot take. I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying, historically, like, you've seen it before. You're probably going to stop me before I finish. But, okay. Like, Sistine Chapel.
Okay. You know,
Great Wall of China. All these things that were built by various cultures.
Yeah.
Where's Africa in that?
You know, well,
over the years, they've not done anything. So their choices are continue with warlords, probably backed by Nicolas Cage as the Lord of War, or introduce industrialization, which obviously another thing is that that's great for the globalists, because the more industrialized your country becomes, the lower your birth rate is.
Yeah.
So they don't have to have Bill Gates go in there and infect your kids. Africa has some of the most
explosive birth rates in the world.
Right, because that's how it is with third world countries. Like, the lower your status is, the more kids you have.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like, I think when it comes to Africa and you're like, well, where's this? And I think a lot of it is, like, if you look at, like, basically the cradle of the birthplace of civilization, the cradle of civilization, Central Africa and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, you know, when you go there, my assumption is that the reason, like, people really haven't, like, jumped forward is because there was never any need to in the first place. The land provided, right? Whereas, like, if you go to other parts of the world in harsher climates, right, the land isn't providing. You have to work the land, and you have to do things to make the land, to provide for you.
Wasn't it Kinnison that said he had that bid on, like, stop giving money to poor people in these countries? Like, send them U-Haul trucks instead. And when you get there, they're like, where's our food? They're like, no, you're going to move to where the food is.
Well, and there is something to be said about that, where it's like, think of all the money that's been pushed into Africa to try to help it, right? And it's like, what is that even doing? So, or who's getting the money? Because then you look at some people, like, who've gone in and they don't give them money. They use their money to build things for them.
Well, generally, like, when you, like, just give a country money, it turns out well. Like, look at Ukraine. That's going splendidly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just giving them money isn't enough. Like, you have other people, like, who was it? I want to say there's a rapper, Akon.
Oh, yeah.
He went in there, provided, like, a power grid and housing and water for, like, 100,000 people.
Straight up solar and water, yeah.
Yeah. Like, fucking ate it. He ate it.
You know what sucks, though, is I believe he was on the flight log. Anyway.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
But you get what I'm saying, though? Like, you can't just, like, because the money inevitably just ends up in the pockets of the warlords.
Yeah, that or funneled back into a political party through some sort of a PAC.
Like, instead of, but here's the other side of that is, like, if things were that bad, wouldn't the people in and of themselves, like, rise up against it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've all listened to that song by Immortal Technique, Peruvian Cocaine.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's just maybe I don't understand, because I've never been under someone's yoke that hard.
You keep someone for generations so uneducated and so dependent upon pennies, and you hold them down with a man with a machete who's literally just a middleman.
And let me tell you something. There is something to be said about that, because I saw this video from a documentary a couple months ago. It blew my mind. It was in Africa, and it was a cacao farm, right? And, like, these outside documentarians went to this cacao farm, and, like, this shit's so hard, deep in the heart of Africa, like, they don't see tourists, they don't see none of that shit, right? They're just growing cacao, right? And for these big conglomerates like fucking Hershey and Nestle and all that shit, right?
Hashtag slave labor in America.
And Cadbury and all that shit, right? They're just fucking... So they start talking to these dudes who harvest the cacao, right? And they ask these farmers, like, have you ever had... Like, do you know, like, what we do with this? And they're like, these motherfuckers, mind you, and this is generational. Like, their dads did it, and their dads' dads did it, and their dads' dads did it.
It's their only opportunity. Plus, they're probably forced.
And they're like, do you know what we do with this? They didn't know what chocolate was. They didn't understand. Like,
they didn't even know what they were doing.
One of them said, he's like, I thought they used it to make wine.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, so you're telling me, like, you're not just you, but your dad and your dad's dad have been harvesting this plant.
They're slaves.
For over a hundred years.
Yeah.
Right? Working your fingers to the bone over this fucking pod, right?
Yeah.
And you don't even know what it's used
Watching
for?
Your kids starve.
You don't know what this is used. Well, I mean, obviously it provides something because
it gives them enough to survive.
Keep
the slave population.
Yeah, not to thrive, but to survive, yeah, right?
Right.
But like
same as diamonds.
At the same time, it just blows my mind. Like, you have parts of Africa where people are harvesting shit that they'll never use. They don't use it.
Right.
This is something fucking like
this is for the whites.
Like, as far as they're concerned, it's as foreign to them as like Martians would be to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If space was real. I hear you.
But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts.
Like, they don't even know. Like, and they gave them chocolate, and they said, here, try it. And they were like, and they were eating, and they're like, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Huh. So the last part of this with the BRICS nations, right? So they have all these nations that have come out against the United States, and they're standing in solidarity with Russia and China under the BRICS banner.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, there's 110 nations that are under the secret operation. They've all come together in secret meetings before all this started happening. For those who don't know, Operation Sandman is a collaboration of 100-plus nations in agreement to simultaneously sell off their U.S. Treasury holdings, sending them back to the U.S. To collapse the United States dollar. The narrative just went public with 2 weeks' notice. Get ready.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we've kind of been waiting on this, haven't we?
Yep, this is how I see it happening. Plus, you see all this shit going on with the walk to Poland. W-O-C-K, not W-A-L-K. Walk. I think, perhaps, and I've even been hearing rumblings of a supposed fucking agreement of a United States stand down to China.
Hmm. So us just, like, placating.
But clearly, look at, fuck, man. We talked before ad nauseum about how much we hate talking about politics.
Yeah.
But this cocksucker, this pedophile, allegedly, child sniffer,
mm-hmm.
not allegedly. We've seen it.
Yeah.
But they have the receipts
yeah.
of this dude taking $20 million now, just as far as the investigation has gone, $20 million from these countries, mm-hmm. China being one, Russia being another, Ukraine being another, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that they are literally going to sell us away.
I wouldn't put it past them.
Now, part of me, maybe it's the fucking Caucasian genetics that is about Deus Vault and all these things. But, like, part of me wonders if any of this seeming weakness, where we have all these trans people, you know, in the military and all these, like, silly-ass, like, defamations. This ritual of humiliation we've been going through for years, right?
Yeah.
What if it's, like, Art of War, where you appear weak to your enemy to invoke them to attack you?
It could be, because, like, the crazy part is, like, and you might be onto something there, because think about it like this. Like, from an outside perspective, because, like, and we've been very forward with projecting, like, those ideals, right? Like, our media and stuff, right?
Yeah.
What if, like, that's a movie? Like, think of it like a movie. That's the show of America, right? That we're showing the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And you could be onto something there, because, like, what we're showing them is that, like, but if you look at the numbers, but that's the thing, though. They're not looking at the numbers like we look at the numbers. We're like, you know, if you turned on the TV, right, and watched the shit that's on TV or streaming or whatever, you would be under the impression that, like you know, LGBTQ plus people represented, like 75% of the population, yeah, right?
No shit.
But if you, like, actually looked at the flat numbers, you're looking at, like, less than 10% of the whole of the population. And I would go on to say, like, and if you take it down to just the T's, we're talking about less than a percentage point.
Okay, so you're going to remember this, I hope. Remember that music video with Christopher Walken and Fatboy Slim?
Yes.
What was it called?
Weapon of Choice.
Okay, so I invite anyone within the sound of my voice to go stop the show now, go to YouTube, and watch that fucking music video, because I saw a TikTok that made me laugh out loud, and I almost choked to death on my chewing tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
It's the part where he comes out of the elevator, and that fucking beat just starts to hit, and he's doing the fucking, like, windmill.
Yeah.
And he runs and jumps over the edge, and right before he jumped over the edge, it popped up on the screen. It said 48% of trans people, and he just kills him. Like, just
dives
off the edge.
But for real, though, like, the projection is that they're a lot more, but they're not, right? So you could be onto something, that idea of, like, presenting weakness.
Yeah.
Especially when you have countries like China who have come out and been like, listen, you, like, because they're kind of doing the opposite. We're like, none of our media is going to have anything like that. We're projecting masculine, like, energy.
Right.
All that shit.
Traditional values.
When we know... Like I said, it's all like a show, and it's like they're trying to present this shit to each other, like, because when you look at China's numbers, they have like a serious, there's like some crazy population like problem about to happen in the next like 10-15 years.
Right.
Like
there's a series of countries around the world. Asia's one. I think we may be one soon. Where it's like at a certain point in the next decade or two, you're going to have more adults in diapers than babies.
Yeah. Well, America is, like in the United States, we're kind of there, but not, we're not like, say, as bad as, say, like Japan.
Isn't our replacement rate like 1.2 or something?
It's not good, but it's not as bad as other countries. Like, we're, listen, in our lifetime, we're not going to see the biggest part of that drop off.
Yeah.
We'll be dead before that happens, right? Whereas, like I said, China, like, they have a serious problem because of their policies that they had. Because
they allowed Westerners to come in and make agreements with their government to fucking put in that one-child policy.
Yeah.
That was a Kissinger thing, I believe.
And it
when's he going to die, by the way?
Oh, my God,
that motherfucker's dude. Like 100 years old, isn't he?
Yeah. Old as fuck.
And he just went to China.
He's still doing shit.
You know, he can walk up a goddamn flight of stairs. What's Biden doing? Maybe Kissinger is only focused on the prize, and Biden, he's too worried about sniffing that next kid's pussy.
God damn.
You know? Allegedly.
But but like I said, it seems like it's all about projection, right?
See, that's why I brought it up to you, because I'm constantly worried about my weak mind and being like, you know, maybe that's what I want. Maybe I want it to be.
Could it be unusual to say that that whole principle and philosophy could be applied to what's going on with like Russia and Ukraine, where like Russia kind of looks weak as fuck now because they've been
totally what they're doing, yeah.
Like, and they're playing like
they haven't even used their real military yet.
Are they just playing? Playing.
I mean, have you looked at it though? They're using like Soviet era tech.
Yeah.
With 80-year-olds driving that shit. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we lost the tank brigade.
Yeah. They're not, and not only that, they're using like mercenary groups and shit like that. So like,
oh man, listen. That goes back to that Poland thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this or not, but this is fantastic. What's that dude's name? Bergozhin? The head of Wagner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did we talk about that whole fake coup?
I think we did, yeah.
Okay.
Like how it seemed weird, like...
Well, here's what I heard. I believe it was Marfugel. But you remember, this happened right around the same time as they had that news story that came out from the Pentagon where they were like, oh, fuck, we found all these billions of dollars that we're missing. We just sent them to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, some people are alleging... air quotes.
Yeah.
Insiders are saying, where's your sources, bro? But they're claiming that the CIA or some three-letter agency gave this money to Prigozhin because Prigozhin was, like, in talks with these intelligence agencies to, like, overthrow Putin.
Mm-hmm.
So they created this whole narrative. Russia shut down their internet
mm-hmm.
so that the people, you know how we talked about this before, that they had that kill switch where they have the intranet.
Yeah.
So they still have access to, like, information, but nothing outside the country.
Yeah.
So they flipped the switch first. Step one, flip the switch. So they only have access to Russian information.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not necessarily sure what's going on. They just know they can't access Google.
Yeah.
Or like any of those outward news sources. Then they project to the world that Prigozhin had went rogue.
Mm-hmm.
He left Ukraine. He was driving straight to Moscow. And on the way there, he was collecting all these fucking soldiers and everybody was going to stand up and kill Putin.
Yeah.
And overthrow him.
Yeah.
And all this shit. So then these cocksuckers for the CIA or whoever wire him the money. And then literally he's like driving this way. Hold on, I'm thinking of your perspective. So he drives this way towards Moscow, and then he takes a fucking hard 90 and goes to fucking Belarus.
Didn't he like, he was like 15 miles from Moscow, wasn't
he?
Like, yeah.
But then this motherfucker, you know how Putin is. Like, that motherfucker has killed a man.
Oh, definitively.
And you're not about to be that close to Putin, and him, you wrong him in that way, and you live?
Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind. So then they make an agreement, in air quotes. Then they flip their internet back on. The agreement was like, Belarus is like, we'll take him.
Yeah.
Just let him live. Then they move all these mercenaries on the border of Poland.
Yeah.
So we just paid these motherfuckers to start World War III.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Sorry, I'm...
No, I get what you're saying.
It's been a heavy week. I'm glad we got all that out.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me rant.
No problem.
So early in the morning.
It's okay. I had my two cups. I'm good.
Two cups of castor oil.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, I'm hoping that, like, when they turn on those mind control laser beams, that the combination of caffeine and nicotine flowing through my system.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that combo hitter is like the spice melange.
Right, right.
Like, it allows me me some level of prescience.
Mine would be like Proviron and Coors Light with nicotine as well. they should make your dick big.
We can't affect these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Why is his dick big? It takes me back. You remember when we had the studio arranged where our table was over there?
Yeah.
I still remember this.
Yeah.
We were talking about the gay bomb.
Uh-huh.
And the gay bomb was something that they were talking about, perhaps they had already made during the Bush administration, where they could fly this bomb over and blow it up in the atmosphere above, like they were going to use it in Iraq or Afghanistan and turn all these like Muslims into just like straight cocksucking savages.
Yeah.
And they were going to roll over them.
Cockicidal maniacs, if you will.
Cockicidal. They were thirsty for that man flesh.
Yeah.
Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Man flesh.
But we were joking about it when we were over there. We should hear your microphones. And, a calmer time with cheaper gasoline. But we were like, man, I hope they don't blow that bomb up while we're in here, you know? It's going to get real gay in this motherfucker. I can just imagine they start shooting that laser through the roof. And we're like, man, why do we want to suck each other's dick so bad? Don't do it.
I feel like with the...
Drink another Coors Light.
Yeah, without... Yeah, as I say, with the amount of fucking caffeine and nicotine flowing through my system, I feel like it would just make me get that urge that I had to sneeze.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hate that. Like, yeah, it's like...
Can't get it out.
Makes your sinus cavity itch.
And you're so like, bad. Yeah. And we go outside and kill your neighbor by fucking him to death. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my
Christ.
God. Oh.
If you can't laugh, what can you do? You know?
I feel like, you know, I'm going to say my heart goes out to all those people in Hawaii.
Oh, shit,
That shit's terrible.
I am.
And I'm going to tell you right now, in my heart of hearts, if it ever, like, came to pass and we found out for sure that this shit was orchestrated, that I would fucking pull the lever on that fucking, on that trap door. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, it's just fucking crazy that they literally just got out of fucking a court argument against property rights, against BlackRock.
Yeah.
And like, and then the government puts in that weird shit about, well, you can have your land unless there's a natural emergency.
Yeah.
And then that fucking shit happens.
Yeah. It reminds me, there's that song. I can't remember what the title is, but I know.
Was it Poland by Lil Yachty?
No, there's a line about it's time for guillotines, you know?
Ah, yes.
You know?
I'm just saying.
Like,
it's another good reason to check out our TikTok, because we have a video on there about that as well.
Yeah.
I put it up there this morning.
Nice. But I think that about wraps it up for us.
Frank Castle, I'll get to your message next time, brother.
Oh, do you want to play it?
Well, yeah.
You can play
You're
it.
Right.
Yeah, play
I'm
it.
I'm fucking sleepy.
That's fine. Go ahead and play it.
He answered the call, because last time we challenged him.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you were doing next weekend. I was thinking about taking the walk to Poland. Look at him. He heard me say his name, and he texted me. What are the odds?
What do you think they're going to try to get, like, people all whipped up, like, if they invade Poland and get all these, like Polish Americans, they're getting all fucking fired up and want to go back over there to help defend the fucking...
Who the fuck knows?
I don't know what they call it over there. Yeah, everyone's a little different. I know in Germany it's the fatherland.
I actually learned this on Duolingo.
Okay.
So I was fucking with it for a while.
Yeah.
I might mispronounce it.
Okay.
I think that's how they say it.
You imagine doing Duolingo and like you're learning Polish and it's like, it's just like it, in parentheses, it just has like these like weird burping noises. Like, like you just see like URPP, URPP.
Yeah. No, you said burp, not erp, erp.
And like one of them has like a accent and another one has like umlauts over it. And you're like,
oh, yeah, the umlauts always fuck me.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Frank.
Castle calling, Middle East. Castle calling, Middle East. There once was an owl who lived in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can we not all be like that wise old bird? So let's, you know, talk about what that bird might have heard. So, we hear where these politicians get their start, right? Since Biden's in the crosshairs, we'll continue. Fucking full of hot air, you know? So he gets his start by being a champion against crack, right? We gotta stop the crack. We can't have anybody on crack. Everybody, we have even a small amount.
Mandatory minimum.
Instantly go to jail. He was one of the driving forces behind mandatory minimum sentences, right? Well, there's several hundreds of people in prison because of this. And we're just gonna let Junior get away with it because Daddy's in office. Like, they're just going to be out in the open about it now because they know there's nothing that we can do about it. It's, well, not yet anyway. But that's getting closer and closer. Like, World War III is on the rise. Like, every weekend I'm out with my kids, I catch myself looking at the horizon and wonder, is today the day that I go blind? You know?
That air hose.
Could be. Expect it. It's a terrible mess. Like, how do you even? It doesn't matter if there's aliens, one way or the other. Like, my favorite part about it is they come down and be like, yes, we've been here for quite some time. But as you are all on the cusp of annihilating your entire species and your environment, I'm going to tell you why we never came here in the first place. Because you are a terrible, violent species, and we are just going to clean up the mess after you are all dead. Have a nice day and fly off. I expect it would be a lot like that if they are, in fact, intelligent aliens that we can, like, comprehend, not just some, like, massive goo, like intelligent goo. And AI, I think, has already destroyed us. It's just a slow crumble, you know, because what was it in Syria, I think 2 years ago now, heard this from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, another fun show about fun information. A drone flown by a pilot was using some new AI software that's supposed to identify threats and engage with said threats. Like identify a gun. Like, oh no, this subject has a weapon. Like, and relay that information back to the pilot as fast as possible. This particular drone, of course, is armed with two 12-gauge barrels. They made a flying shotgun. There's no way this can possibly go wrong, right? Well, in use, threat was identified and the individual was shot. From what I understand, it was a gun in a holster that was not out of the holster. The drone identified, oh, look, there's a gun. And then the gun's discharged. According to the pilot, it was not supposed to happen. He did not pull the trigger. He did not engage. But it happened anyway. And then you got, what is it, Shadow Robotics or Sword Robotics? I can't remember which one it is. Put 6.5 Creedmoor on that damn robot dog. There's no way that's going to go bad. But, you know, we have entered the age of drone wars. So the only way this is going to go is, like, escalation can only escalate. There's no sign of de-escalation on any front. On corruption, on clown shoe theories, on warfare, on what's happening to the planet and people's inability to survive in it. Leaving that country in almost complete pandemonium over water shortages, power shortages, coups. Like, it's all crumbling. We are in the crumble stages of a great dynasty fall. All dynasties fall. Aztecs fell, countless, like, white settlers killed the Native Americans, like dynasties fall. We are in the crumble stages of ours fall. How bad it gets is just how bad it gets. But make no mistake, we're seeing the beginnings of it. That's for sure. I love the show, gents. You guys are fucking hilarious. There's nothing you can do but laugh at it. As always, it gets weirder from here. Be prepared, that's all we got. As always, have a nice day.
Thank you very much, Frank Castle.
Yes, I'm glad to have it back.
Thank you for that message. I think it's about time we wrap this up.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed.
We'd like to thank y'all for listening. We'd like to thank Blood of the Brave,
anarchist rapper. He's on Bandcamp. He does our intro and outro music. He's also on all the socials. Check him out. Tell him we sent you.
We hope y'all enjoyed the show. Well, before we shit, I fucked that up. You could get a hold of us on Instagram.com/bonesandtubs. For long form, you get us on the Gmail.
bonesandtubs@gmail.com. We're no longer on Twitter because fuck Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank y'all for listening. We hope you guys enjoyed the show. We hope you tune in next time. And between now and then, we hope you stay safe.
Once again, call to action. Go to our TikTok. We love you.
We really do.
Try to rearrange your brain, make you doubt yourself until you think you're insane. They really did lie to you as a kid, and they're still lying now. They don't care if you live, so stop asking them a thing that they will help. The battle's within, they don't care about your health. All they want is for you to bow down and be ruled. And they've been training you well ever since you were in school. Played as a fool, used as a pawn. Unwashed the minds with the words of my songs. You gotta stay strong and go deep with your own heart that deserves to shine like chrome. You gotta push and grow and break through the mold that they try to lock you in to control your soul. It's everywhere you look when you watch what they feed. All they do is plant the seeds that help conformity. Your mind is a prize and they hunt it every day. In any way they can, they're gonna move in on the prey. But I know their tricks and the tactics they use, and expose them in my songs. There's no way we will lose. Come alive from FEMA Region 5, this is the Hunger Games. You gotta fight to survive. Look alive and be ready on all sides, cause every day they attack your monster eye. Come alive from FEMA Region 5, this is the Hunger Games. You gotta fight to survive. Look alive and be ready on all sides, cause every day they attack your monster eye. May the odds be ever in your favor, whether
that you see it or not, our lives are a danger. Battered and broke, they wanna leave you with no hope. Like you're stuck, you can't find your way out of the rope. And they're the ones who tied you up so tight and tell you that you're free, don't resist, don't fight. Like we're supposed to take it, your will they wanna break it. They really want you to not think you're gonna make it. They try to break your will, cause they know how strong you are. They know your power, that's why they haunt you at large. It's never what they claim, nothing's ever what it seems. This is the Hunger Games, you are Katniss Everdeen. They play it on a screen and we cheer for the rebels. But in real life, most cheer for the devil. They just wanna be safe, that's why they keep them all scared. The stake could care less, they'll push you down the stairs. And they'll sell you the crutch and then tell you to be thankful. That's the truth, the cruel, to face it can be painful. But after you make it through the lies and hurt, you finally realize everything you're worth. Come alive from FEMA Region 5. This is the Hunger Games, you gotta fight to survive. Look alive and be ready on all sides, cause every day they attack your mind's third eye. Come alive from FEMA Region 5. This is the Hunger Games, you gotta fight to survive. Look alive and be ready on all sides, cause every day they attack your mind's third eye. May the odds be ever in your favor, whether you see it or not, our lives are a danger.